Okay. I guess the one of the questions is the reason for you still going to the meeting since you did not win the election.
Okay. The best I remember, I'm commissioner until November the 14th. This meeting is not about beach restoration. It's about customary use. Actually, the lady that sponsored the bill is going to be there, and I would like to look her straight in the eyes and tell her what chaos and what havoc she's caused in Walden County, that we have neighbors fighting with neighbors, and that we really don't appreciate someone from South Florida meddling in Walden County business. I would like to tell her that. I would also like to tell the other people there that they need to join our fight, that if we lose in Walden County on the customary use ordinance, that it will affect them, and they need to join us now. So that's the reason I'm going.
Okay. Any public comment? Bob? Ms. Poole? Well, hang on. I'll call Bob. You'll be next.
For the record, my name is Bob Hudson. I'm the director of the Walden County Taxpayers Association. The board has asked me to speak today on this issue. First of all, we have no problem with Walton County sending people to this conference. We believe very strongly in our people participate in state government, being with our neighbors and people of black interest. Our issue is the fact that one of the people that's on the list to go will have about 6 weeks to effect something in Walton County before she goes out of office. I wonder, is this something that the TDC should be doing rather than the BCC? Are they going as representatives of the Tourist Development Council? I understand what Commissioner has said, what she wants to do, but I believe that's been expressed by every newspaper in the state of Florida and every blog and everything that's there. So is the TDC sending somebody? Or are these two people going as representatives of the TDC?
These two, as I understand it, Bob, the two that has to go down there are representing the BCC. Whether the TDA or anyone else or TDC is sending anybody, I'm not aware of it.
Is Mr. Tusa present? Could he answer that question?
There's your response. He said
they're not. It's not a lot of money, and I understand that. I just believe that the people that go to conferences of this nature, if we had received a resignation from an employee and it was going to be 45 days or 60 days in advance, would we expend county dollars, or would we select another employee or another commissioner to go in their place? So I just don't see the value in sending someone who is term limited and term is fixing to expire, and we don't.
Okay.
And we think it's a bad expenditure.
I would like to say something. You know, since I was the one that stopped the chains and fences to start with, and I've led this customary use fight, I think I still have some unfinished business down there. I want to look that lady in the eyes that started this. And we definitely have not made a decision on customary use. We have one more planned hearing. So this will be an issue that is solved before I leave office. And again, I want to lobby. The real estate people have asked me to lobby to try to encourage more citizens, more counties to join in our fight. So that's my purpose of going.
I understand your reasons that you state are going. I just don't believe, and the taxpayers don't see it's a valid expenditure of our dollars.
You know what? I had lunch with one of your taxpayer people today. He didn't know a thing about this. So is this a board decision or is this a Bob Hudson decision?
No, ma'am, it's a board decision.
Okay, well, maybe he was not at the board meeting.
I don't know who you had lunch with, talked to, or whatever, but...
All right, thank you, Bob. Time's up.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I also am leaving office. I had chosen to do so, but I am the commissioner sitting in this seat until November the 18th. I don't know why I got four more days than you, but my certificate says November the 18th.
I'm sorry.
I am the county commissioner right now. And if I chose to, I need to go to a consortium meeting, which is another, it's an FAC meeting. I need to go and represent Walton County. Because of my present health situation, I've chosen not to go. But if I wanted to, I have the right to go to that meeting. First of all, I represent Walton County. And second, I am in office until November the 18th. Now, whether or not, that's to me is her decision. She's a seated county commissioner until these other people take office, I think the third week in November. So whether or not you agree with her going, to me, she has that right, just like I would have the right if I chose to do so.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Bowman, you have something to say?
Yes, you said something about the state created this problem. That's not true. You created this problem when you put garbage cans where they didn't belong in the first place. You said you were going to offer a service. See, you want to twist this around and have it both ways. You want to be able to recognize the beaches as private property so that you can later own them and keep them all to yourself.
Corey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're not talking about the customer use issue. We're talking about whether
she can use taxpayer money to go down south to talk about other counties joining in your corruption. Okay, well, I just wanted to say that you created this problem by putting garbage cans where they don't belong in the first place, because according to the Environmental Protection Agency, you're not supposed to be driving or stepping or walking within 15 feet of the vegetation line. And that's exactly where the garbage cans are. Okay.
You're getting off sidetrack there.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else? Mr. Bob, come on. The other Bob.
Bob Brook, B-R-O-O-K-E. I fully appreciate the commissioner's right to decide whether they want to ask the other commissioners to approve payment for their travel to a conference or other type of event that has some relation to their duties as county commissioners. However, as a taxpayer, I question whether going down there to look someone in the eye and be vindictive about their passage of involvement in passage of legislation at the state level is a good use of the taxpayers' fundings. It's okay to say I have the right, but does it make sense to spend the taxpayers' money on something like that? Thank you.
Mr. Brook, I have never been vindictive. I will go there with a smile on my face and be professional just like I am with you right now.
Call a question, Mr. All Chairman.
Right. Question's being called.
I don't think we got a motion yet
and a second. I need a motion and a second.
I make a motion to approve this.
A second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 I did not vote because I don't want any ethics things passed on me. I just got clear some. I don't need any more bogus ethics remark.
Okay, the motion passed 4-1 abstain.
Four ones that you have to go out.